for you. He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, No. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our regularly scheduled guest isn't here, so if you've got something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 877-254-7524. I will do open lines until we get hold of our regularly scheduled guest, and I'm sorry he isn't here because we were going to be talking about giants in America, some of them 12, 14, 16 feet tall, and L.R. Marzulli's latest book on Watcher 6, fascinating information. For some reason, he's not with us this morning. But anyway, if something you'd like to talk about, why, give us a call at 877-254-7524. But I thought maybe I'd talk a little bit about how your reality is certainly controlled by the mass media. Last night, we did a fascinating program with Barry Shamish. And he was talking about the two Israeli attacks this last week, two Israeli attacks on Syria. One of them certainly was aimed at knocking out some Soviet missiles, that had been restored at a naval base there in Syria. The other, of course, was an attack on a center where there were some S-300 Soviet missiles that were being transferred from the Soviet Union to Assad's forces. Two military attacks on Syria last week by Israel, and not a word in the controlled media. Furthermore, certainly several major confrontations in the Sinai Peninsula. Apparently the Egyptians are moving their troops into that area in total violation of the original agreement where Israel turned Sinai over to Egypt with a proviso there'd be no troops there. This was to be a buffer between Israel and Egypt. There were no troops there. Well, Egypt moved troops in this last week, and there was a certain number of people killed. Apparently, there were some of the backers of Morsi, and they were simply killed by the Egyptian army, and not a word in the American media. What did we focus on? Why we focused on the fact that one of the major magazines had a picture of one of the two Boston bombers, the younger of the two, the one who survived. And you know, there's so many stories about the Boston bombers, and we said how terrible it was that this picture was on the front page of a magazine, and it made him look very handsome, and why would they put that picture there? And we never talk about the really important things. We talk about unimportant things. And most of what we are told isn't true. What do we know about the Boston bombing? Well, we know that there was a bombing and some people lost their lower extremities. A number of people were injured. There were two bombs that went off. We're told that one was carried each by one of the two brothers. And what happened? Well, the one brother, the two boys were involved in a shootout with the police. And I remember that evening of the shootout on Brian Williams' television program. The government actually showed you all the shots that were fired. And basically, there was an area up on the screen. And you could see the hundreds of shots that were fired by the two brothers and then the hundreds of shots fired by the police against them. And there were simply these dots on the screen every time a shot was fired. And there were these two big blue blobs up there and then all these dots on there. The trouble is that they didn't have hundreds of rounds of ammunition. The two brothers, they had one gun. And, of course, they fired four or five shots. As they were being besieged with hundreds of shots, we're told that the older brother then came out from behind the car he was holding. He was hiding behind with his pistols, shooting at the officers who were behind their cars. And then, of course, when he ran out of ammunition, somebody ran over and tackled him, and they handcuffed him, and somehow or other he was shot while resisting arrest after he was handcuffed, and what's wrong with that story? And then, of course, the story about the other brother, the one whose picture was on the front page of the magazine, and how he was in this hiding in the boat and having this shootout with the police, and the only trouble was he didn't have a gun. And then we were told that he tried to commit suicide by shooting himself in the throat, and that's why he couldn't talk. He shot himself, he put the gun in his mouth and pulled the trigger, and somehow it missed anything important, and then it turned out he didn't have a gun. So how do we know that's true? Why would they tell us stories that weren't true? And then they told us that he slit his throat. How did he slit his throat so he couldn't talk? Ladies and gentlemen, this whole story is as phony as a $3 bill. I don't know what happened that day, but I do know, and I'm sure many of you will remember the picture of this tragic victim who was actually, was a victim of the bomb attack and had both of his legs blown off, and he's sitting in this wheelchair. He's sitting in a wheelchair being wheeled to, well, we don't know where he's being wheeled to. Why would you take somebody who'd had both legs blown off, who's in profound shock, and put him into a wheelchair? And then be certainly wheeling him someplace. And, of course, you remember that vivid picture, and you can find it on the Internet, this tragic young man. His right leg is blown off high up and way above the knee, probably 10, 12, 14, 16 inches. He's only got a stub of his right leg present. And the left leg, well, it's a below-the-knee amputation. You can see the knee. You can see the upper part of the tibia, and then the tibia is sticking out there, this bloody piece of bone, no tissue on it, no muscle, no skin, no nothing, just a bloody piece of bone, well rounded at the lower end, and it was a vivid picture, and I looked at it and felt just so terrible for this young man. The only trouble was that, why was he in a wheelchair? You wouldn't take somebody who's just had both legs blown off and put him in a wheelchair, would you? And then, of course, we see the next pictures of him, why he has two above-the-knee amputations. And they're very long above-the-knee amputations. They're not as short amputation as the original picture was on the right side. They're long above-the-knee amputations, and they've taken off his knee. Why would they take off his knee? After all, that would give him the ability to get up with a prosthesis and move around. Why would they amputate his knee? And then, of course, the question came out, I don't understand what I'm seeing, but I know the initial picture I saw of the young man sitting in the wheelchair is not the same picture that we see afterwards, where he has two above-knee amputations. And I simply commented on that in some sort of a dissertation. Somebody picked it up and said that I said this young man was an actor. I didn't ever make that statement. I just said, I don't understand how he could have a below-knee amputation in the initial pictures, and after that, two above-knee amputations. Give us a call, 1-877-254.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm, or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534, and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and hopefully, I guess L.A. Marzulli hasn't called in, so it's going to have to be open line. So give us a call at 1-877-254-7524. But, you know, I simply made this remark on one of my radio programs, somebody talking about how I didn't understand why the young man sitting in the wheelchair, after having had both legs blown off, but on the left side, he had a below-the-knee amputation, and this tibia sticking out. And, you know, I practiced orthopedics for about 40 years, including my years of training and my years in the military. And I never saw anything that looked like that. I just didn't look quite right to me. And suddenly, I commented on that, and the fact that it was a below-knee amputation, sitting in the wheelchair, above-knee amputations, bilateral. After that, and basically somebody posted that on the Internet, and then you go up on the Internet and look at Dr. Stan talking about that happened, and you'll see many, many references. They got a whole page of references to my remarks on that, and the fact that I accused this man of being an actor, which I never did. I just said, I don't understand why you'd have a below-knee amputation, a sitting in the wheelchair and above the knee amputation afterwards, and I don't know why both legs would be so long in the pictures that we see. When, if you look at the original picture, the amputation on the right side was a very, very short amputation. And then I've repeatedly tried to get hold of this fellow. His name is Jeff Bauman. And I've repeatedly called the hospital. I did everything I possibly could, the rehab hospital, the regular hospital. The man in charge of press relations, I put in at least 6 or 8 calls. I finally did reach the gentleman in charge of press relations, and he told me he'd gotten the request from me. He'd given it to the family, but the only people they'd talk to were from CBS, and they were going to talk to Brian Williams. They were going to talk to people from the major television, but they knew that I wanted to talk to them. All I wanted was an simple explanation. But I will tell you, when I talk to the fellow in charge of press relations, you know, you can almost tell when somebody feels very uneasy talking to you. And this fellow in charge of press relations at the hospital was very uneasy talking to me, and I was just simply trying to get to the truth. I wanted to talk to the young man. I wanted to talk to his family. I wanted to talk to somebody if they could just explain to me why in the wheelchair he had a below-the-knee amputation. And in the next pictures, he had a bilateral above-the-knee amputation. Maybe somebody out there in the audience could explain it to me. I just don't understand. And then, of course, as I looked at some of the other pictures that were available, there were a whole flock of them up there initially on the Internet. They may have taken them down and had them burned or shredded or something. But the initial pictures, which I made copies of, looked like the below-knee amputation on the left side was well-healed and just had this piece of bone sticking out at the end of it. And how could you have a well-healed amputation after you've just had your bone or your leg blown off? Didn't make sense. So many things about the story didn't make sense, about the bombing. And of course, all we see now this last week was this tremendous discussion about, putting the picture of this young man on the front of the magazine. And yet they totally ignore the fact that Israel had actually had two military attacks on Syria last week. What things do they focus our attention on, and how much are they concealing from us? And ladies and gentlemen, most of the truth about what's going on in the world today is being meticulously concealed from the American people. Our reality is simply created by us, by those who control the media, and the media in America is controlled predominantly by six major corporations. This is beautifully brought out in a book we carry, which you must read. It's called The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian. The New Media Monopoly is available from my ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, because what a Professor Bagdikian, he believes that the right wing controls the media, because most people on the right wing believe the left wing controls the media. And basically, they're both wrong. It's this little clique that we talk about, works through the CFR and the Trilateral Commission, and you can track every one of those six major corporations right back to this power center. They're the people who control the media and largely determine what we hear, what we see, and ultimately what we believe. Our telephone number is open lines that I do need you to call in if you have something you'd like to talk about, because our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. It's going to be open lines, and we have nothing prepared, so we'd love to hear from you and hear what you'd like to talk about. But, ladies and gentlemen, they focus our attention on what they want us to see, and totally nonsensical things. Why is anybody concerned? Because some magazine publisher published a picture of one of the two Boston bombers, at least we're told of the Boston bombers. I have very serious reservations about that because, well, today we saw the pictures of these two young men, the two brothers, and they were carrying knapsacks. But if you look at the knapsack, there's no way that you could put a pressure cooker bomber in the black one that the older brother was carrying, the one who was actually handcuffed and taken away and then suddenly ended up being very dead. I mean, after he's been handcuffed and captured by the police, why was he shot? Well, nobody ever asked those questions. And then the younger brother, now, of course, he tried to commit suicide by shooting himself in the mouth. And then it turned out he didn't have a gun. There was no shots fired back at the police who riddled the boat where he was. And then how did his throat get cut? And then we're told he, of course, confessed everything. He wrote it out on the inside of this boat. He's hiding there in the dark, bleeding. And he's writing out a confession on the inside of the boat, so we know he's guilty because he confessed to it, or because we know he wrote the confession, or did he? Is everything we hear and see and watch on television a lie created by the people who control the media? And I'd like to suggest it is, which is why I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, trying to get you to think, trying to get you to question, trying to get you to understand that America has been taken over by a small group of evil people who are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And that's what it's all about. That's why we have troops in 130 nations and moving 35 of our troops into 35 African nations now. Why? Oh, we want to bring democracy. We want representative government. Well, we want representative government. Why are we backing Saudi Arabia, which is a feudal monarchy where they cut off hands and feet and necks and castrate men caught in adultery and stone women to death on a regular basis every Saturday? Why is that we back the feudal government there? And we're concerned about democracy throughout the world. Do you really believe that's why we're moving our troops into Africa? Do you really believe that's why we have troops in 135 nations? Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And if you're not involved in this battle for the survival of Christian civilization, then you're part of the problem. There is no neutral position. You've got to be involved or you become part of the problem. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. 7524. Please give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Are you concerned, Sydney, about the upcoming trial of the Boston bomber? I'm very not concerned about it. I just hope the truth will come out. I would love to know what really happened. I know that in case after case in the past, major cases of this sort, we've never gotten the truth. We never got the truth about the murder of Martin Luther King. Certainly, the family put up a great deal of money, and they actually hired a lawyer, and they brought a lawsuit, and it went to trial. And the first day of that trial, going into the background of the murder of Martin Luther King, why, the courtroom was crowded with lawyers, pardon me, with reporters. And the second day, there were only two reporters there. And after that, nobody from the mass media was ever allowed to attend or to report on it. And, of course, the jury came up and said, the government killed Martin Luther King. And you never heard about it. You can read about it on the Internet, find out about it. They killed Martin Luther King, ladies and gentlemen. They killed him. And they have such a degree of control over the media that most people have no idea. Well, who's on the line? Who's calling in?
Hey, Dr. Stan. Hi, Dr. Yes. Stan. This is Steve calling, and I was going to ask you a couple questions, make a comment on the Russian armaments that are beefing up there in connection with the Syrian whole problem with Syria. But the first thing I wanted to ask you, and I know you're probably coming up on a break, is a little bit about the Prophecy Convention coming up at the end of this month in Colorado Springs. I'm hoping to attend. I may not be able to make it, but could you tell me a little bit more about that and the lineup there?
Well, I can tell you there's going to be over 1,000 people attending, and if you don't have tickets, forget it. You can't go. It's sold out within a day or two, although you can actually watch it on television, and you can contact them. But it's called the Pikes Peak Prophecy Conference, and there are going to be about 28 speakers, 27 of the outstanding speakers of prophecy speakers in the country, and don't ask me what I'm doing there. As you know, I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon. But basically, I'm going to be talking on the secret agenda, going into the background of the people who run the world, and then on Judgment Day, and basically the fact that there is a Judgment Day that's coming, and America is going to be judged for what we've done. But I think it is the greatest lineup of prophecy speakers I've ever seen. Tom Horn's going to be there. Chuck Missler's going to be there. L.A. Marzulli, Doug Woodward, Doug Riggs. I mean, it looks like a list of the people we have as regular guests on Radio Liberty. And now I'm sure that the DVDs will be available. And as I say, you can actually, stay at home and watch it. This is going to be put out, on television. And I know there's several thousand people are going to be watching it on television. But it's the most amazing thing to get a crowd of 1,000 people out today very unusual, and yet this is completely sold out. I think it's going to be a great conference. It's going to be the 26th, 27th, and 28th, and I'll be speaking on the 27th and 28th. And I'm just, very, very proud to be invited. But basically, I think that it's a usual conference. It's put on by a fellow named Bob Ulrich, and certainly our good friend Doug Woodward is working with him, and they've just put together a great conference. Does that give you some of the background?
Yeah, that's good. I'll have to try to tune it in and watch it on TV. I've been intending to get to some of these meetings with you in this area, but it looks like I've missed it this time. But I'll definitely try to tune into that. The other question I was going to ask you concerning Russia and the ongoing situation with Syria, of course, as you pointed out so aptly, that this information was blocked from the media while we were all distracted by the Zimmerman case as to the heating up of the whole arena out there in the Middle East pertaining to the Syrian revolt and the rebels and all these people. Are we looking at a point, and I'm suggesting this, that the influence of the United States is going to be waning in the Middle East in the next probably 2 or 3 months, I suppose. And it looks to me like there's going to be a brokered arrangement between the Soviets and the Western powers in order to try to hold things together. I see Russia emerging as the predominant peacekeeping force in that region, whether we like that or not. Of course, we know from the prophecy of Ezekiel 38 and 39 that they're not to be trusted. But I still think we're a ways off from that at this point right now. And at this, it looks at this juncture that we're going to have probably U.S. troops moving back out of the region. Our war forces and our abilities to hold on to this area are going to be waning, I believe, in the next few months. What's your opinion on that?
I think you're absolutely right, and certainly based upon an article written by a man named Richard Haas. It appeared in Time magazine, I believe, on the 10th of May, where he talked about how we're just going to have to pull out of there. He's the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. Hey, hang on. We'll be back in a moment. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'll be back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Tri Property Management in Greeley asks, do you know that every 2 seconds someone in our country needs blood? Donating blood is a simple process that normally lasts less than an hour, and that includes a registration, mini physical, a donation, and refreshments. The blood you give has the potential to save up to 3 lives. Give blood today. This message from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of home or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or go online at triplacestolive.com. That's Tri Property Management in Greeley.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Patriots, conservatives, and freedom fighters. We can give in, give up, or give it all you've got. Please join us to celebrate freedom during an evening with Larry Soloff, CEO and president of Breitbart.com, the nation's premier conservative news outlet. Saturday, July 20th, the Larimer County GOP will be hosting their annual Lincoln Day dinner at the Embassy Suites in Loveland at 6 p.m. There will be a silent auction as well as a live auction featuring Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan portraits. Emceeing the event will be Colorado's own homegrown rebel rouser, Kayla Bonham, last seen on Fox News with Neil Cavuto for his YouTube video featuring a thank you card to the IRS for targeting conservative political organizations. Tickets can be purchased for $50 per person by visiting LarimerGOP.org. That's LarimerGOP.org or call 970-224-2577. Come join us Saturday, July 20th for an eventful evening of dialogue with Larry Soloff, President and CEO of Breitbart.com and best friend to Andrew.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. It's open lines. If we don't have L.A. Marzulli on the line, so we did have a caller. Is that caller still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, Dr. Stan. We were talking about Russia and Syria and the
Basically, I think you're absolutely right. I think that America's influence over there is going to wane in the coming months because, of course, we cannot continue to fund a military throughout the world that we can't afford. We're going behind about $800 billion this year. Remember, basically, it took almost 200 years to run up a debt of $1 trillion, and we've increased the debt simply, almost $6 trillion during the first 5 years of Obama presidency. And this year it looks like about $800 billion deficit. We can't afford it. We're going to start having to pull our troops back, cutting back on our troops. And I share your concern. And yet we shouldn't be over there. And we should not be there under any circumstances. This is not our sphere of influence. and it'll be the best thing for the people over there to be able to settle their own problems. We have been actively involved in overthrowing the existing governments and installing this radical form of Islam under the Muslim Brotherhood. We financed the Muslim Brotherhood since the end of the Second World War, and now we've totally disrupted the secular governments there, driven them out, brought in governments that are anti-Christian, and the major thrust of American foreign policy is to destroy Christianity throughout the world. When you understand that, you can begin to understand what we're doing over there. And, of course, I believe God is going to bring terrible judgment on America, because not because of what the American people have done, it's what they haven't done to stand against the forces of evil that control our government and have taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christmas and Easter out of our schools and out of the reality of a whole two generations of American children. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I think those are all very important points. As a matter of fact, I did get the book Crescent Moon Rising by one of your guests, Paul Williams, I guess it is.
Yes.
It's quite good.
Anything else?
That's about it. I'll let you go, and I appreciate all you're doing and hope to hear the Prophecy Conference or watch it on television when it comes up. Thanks, Dr. Stan.
You're more than welcome. God bless. Bye-bye. And we have another caller. Who's on the line? Who's on the line?
This is Jim in Colorado.
Hi, Jim.
I wanted to know, you mentioned briefly that the Prophecy Conference is going to be televised. I know you're in California, but how would one find out if at all this is going to be on TV and when it would be televised and who would carry it?
Well, basically the people who are putting the conference on. If I could suggest you go to your computer and look at the Pikes Peak Prophecy Conference, and it's a July 26th, 27th, and 28th, and you'll have to call them. If you can't get hold of them, you can call our 877 number, and we can get you a number. You have to arrange it with them. You have to actually subscribe to watch it on television. Don't ask me any of the details. I'm simply going to be going to the conference and looking forward to it. But I do know that it's sold out. There are over a thousand people coming, and they expect they'll have far more than not watching it on television. But you have to make the arrangements directly with them. It's the Pikes Peak Prophecy Conference, and if you have problems, you can always call our 877 or 800 number, and we'll get the number for you. Okay?
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question, you have a comment, why on anything we've talked about or anything you'd like to know about, give us a call. But certainly apropos of our previous caller, we're moving into a very, very difficult time over there in the Middle East, and it's a tragic situation for the people there, whether they be Muslim or Christian. The Christians are going to come under increasing persecution because of the policies of the United States. And believe me, we have toppled the government there in Iraq, the secular government. We brought a radical Islamic government into power, and they're persecuting the Christians. They've driven almost all the Christians out of Iraq. Before, it was about 10% of the population. Now it's down to less than 1%, and they're trying to figure out how to leave, how to get out. We are financing and backing persecution of Christians throughout the world. Does that bother anybody? Does it bother anybody? We topple the secular government there in Egypt, and now the 10% of the Christians in Egypt have been driven out. Millions of Christians are suffering throughout the world. And the average American really doesn't care. The average Christian American could care less, as long as we've got television and we've got the football season coming up, and the economy is fairly good for most people. And who really cares about the suffering of the Christians in the Near East and the Middle East brought about by the policies of the anti-Christian administrations that control America? We control our foreign policy, whether they be Democrat or Republican. They're all anti-Christian. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and celebration of Christmas and Easter out of our schools and out of the reality of our children. Doesn't anybody understand that the people who control both political parties hate Christianity. And believe me, God is going to bring his judgment on this country because of that and because of the apathy and the indifference of the Christian church in America, which has been neutralized. The Christian church has no influence in this country at all because they've changed the music, they've changed the message of the church, and we never hear anything more about fear of God. I know when my dad was young, they used to go to church every Sunday morning, and then they went to church every Sunday evening, and they went to church every Wednesday evening. And basically their whole lives centered around the church and around Christianity. But that's not the way it is today. People may go to church for an hour on Sunday, an hour and a half, and then they'll sing a few songs, but they're the jumpy sort of songs. They're not the traditional great old hymns of the past that brought you into a personal relationship with our Lord. They're the more modern songs. The modern songs which they tell us that people like and people don't. People want the old songs, but most people don't have the courage to speak out and demand. We get back to the traditional Christian message. And basically, if you have a church where they have the traditional hymns, where they have the traditional message, why this is important, then support your minister. Because so many ministers, I know even my own minister, who was a great minister, and what I didn't understand is that infiltrated our church, and they actually forced him out. And I didn't learn about it until the very day it was going. And I have always regretted I didn't get up at the public meeting and suddenly point a finger at the people. There are only two or three people in the church who wanted to get rid of our minister, but they were able to manipulate everybody else. And this is how they work. They know exactly how to manipulate the congregations and to get them to go along with the new Christianity, the one that was just so neutral, the one that has certainly led to the tragic situation we see in America today. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question or comment about what's going on. But basically, the whole situation over the Near East is beginning to deteriorate. There are massive riots in Turkey. You're not hearing about the riots in Turkey, are you? I'm sure there's tremendous suffering throughout that whole part of the world. The average American never allowed to. Our number is 877-254.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. 7524, because, of course, we, our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up. It's open lines, and we would like to hear from you. Anything you'd like to talk about, we'll talk about. Otherwise, of course, we have nothing really prepared. We simply started talking about what was going on over there in the Near East, Middle East, and the situation in Syria is so tragic. Basically, of course, there was a significant Christian population there, probably 10-15% of the population is Christian, and basically, of course, as you know, they've killed over 100,000 of them now, and certainly the millions living in concentration camps, and certainly well over a million have fled into Jordan and into Turkey, and this whole country, Syria, as a nation, has been around for thousands of years. It's been a stable country, a prosperous country. And now, thanks to America's financing of the rebels, and we're financing the people who've killed the Christians, and they say, oh, well, the military has killed the Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, the military has just tried to put down the rebels that we're financing. Are you concerned that your tax money is being used to kill Christians, to kill 100,000 innocent civilians? But then, of course, we back Saddam Hussein, and he killed, you know, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people in the Iran-Iraq war and in Kurdistan with money supplied by your tax money. Do you really care? Who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Ann from New Mexico. And what I'm calling about is, you said to comment about what's going on in America. What you're talking about can be happening in America if we don't stop this one-party, no-borders bill that's trying to come to the House floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. So we have to call all of the people who will stop this, who got the responsibility to stop it, because this is the dream of Agenda 21, to get one party, which is the Communist Party, control in America. And that will happen. The killing of Christians in America will happen on our soil if we don't stop this bill in time, because first, this bill costs us about $6.3 trillion, according to Heritage Foundation numbers, and it's about $45 million, which is about 15% of the current population, that will come and take the vote away from any conservative, any constitutionalist, and give it to the Democrats, which is really because the Communist Party's been taken over by the Democrat Party's been taken over by the Communist Party. And Trevor Loudon's been on your show, and if you go to trevorloudon.com or keywiki.org, those are the places where you can find out this bill, S-744, was written by the Banks of Lawyers of La Raza, meaning the race, and Valerie Jarrett, who is an Iranian, basically a communist-affiliated person her entire life. And she's a father-in-law to Mr. Jarrett, who was high on a utility company. I think he owned a utility company or ran a utility company. But the point of the story is they can implement under a one-party system, because the Republicans will never win elections. And so the bill is called the Dream Act, or it's called immigration or amnesty. If we want to change what's going on, we can adopt the Mexican immigration laws. If our laws and the rule of law in America isn't good enough, we can then adopt Mexico's, because those are severe laws. Well, they're actually just reasonable laws, I suppose. But they're willing to create a no borders America. And we all have to call. And can I give the place to the website to go to find the people to call?
Sure, you go right ahead.
Okay, so it's GOP, as in Grand Old Party, .gov/Republicans+. And the point is, we will see horrible things. We're living in the rearview mirror of what will happen if this law passes. So you just say, just say no to any bill on the floor, because Obama will not enforce any well-written laws on border enforcement. He has his history this time, and given this Zimmerman case where he's stirring up race hate, you cannot trust a man who's is using a fraudulent Social Security number and Selective Service number. Plus, he's never given us a birth certificate that was independently verified. He's totally supported by the likes of Soros, et cetera, and the big money. And, you know, the difference between fascism and communism is fascism allows private enterprise, but the government controls it. And that's what's happening now. The government, the big corporations are going to be eliminated from Obamacare so that 2014 elections won't see the repercussions of this massive tax on people. And so I'm just calling because we think, oh, look across the oceans and see what's happening there. No, it'll happen here if we let this Islamic coalition with the communist coalition take over America, and that's what this bill is. And so call every Republican because the Democrats voted 100% for S-744 in the Senate passed. And, you know, like I said, this is not about any good thing for the Americans, and the Republicans better, this is the death of the Republican Party if they allow any bill on the floor, because it'll go to conference and then it'll go back to the Senate and then it's passed in the version that was written by LaRosa and Valerie Jarrett, you know, and then they attached all these other bills on to it, or these other parts of it. But it's horrendous. So we've got to step up. This is the one thing we can do, and we've got to stop it. We did it in 2007. Okay?
All right. God bless. And I certainly
God bless. Thank you for having your show.
We need to block this immigration bill because it's basically a part and parcel of this move to unite America and Mexico. It will bring in 50 million people, basically 11 million. And then, of course, anybody who comes in, or they can bring in their relatives under it. And basically, they'll become eligible for all the welfare benefits. And when they tell you, oh, my goodness, this is going to be wonderful, all these people paying taxes today, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of these people are paying taxes right now. And they're not telling you the truth. They're not telling you the truth about anything. This is all part of this effort to unite the United States and Mexico and Canada into this North American bloc. Simply like the European Union, part of the uniting the world, one world government.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Dan, and how do you really understand what's going on in the world today? What part does communism play in what's going on here? You must understand that nothing is as it appears to be. Communism was financed from its inception by people here in the United States. Just as the Nazi movement was funded from the United States, just as the current worldwide terrorist movement is being funded from here in the United States by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, you need to get it. It's inexpensive, it's easy to read, and it will give you the understanding that you need to be able to survive during the very difficult time that lies ahead. The book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have well over 60,000 copies out, probably closer to 100,000 across America. It's a book well worthwhile reading, despite the fact I wrote it. But it will give you insight into parts of history you will never see discussed elsewhere. And certainly I will tell you that some of the major leaders of the conservative movement have told me privately that when they read the book, they didn't believe it. As they thought about it, they realized it was true. And it's changed their entire ministry and what they're doing. And basically, from that point of view, perhaps my life has been worthwhile. I've contributed some little part of the thought of some of the people who are really important, who are really having an impact on the events that are transpiring today. So if you'd like to get the book, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we have so much material. You need to hear my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, or on population control, the secret agenda. You certainly can get the books written by Professor Quigley, a liberal professor who had actually stumbled across this secret organization that came to control America, the Council on Foreign Relations, and basically why, of course, you need to understand the Council. And we have, if you don't want to read the great big book, you can read Gary Allen's little book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. But there is a small group of a few thousand people that controls our government. And then, of course, the Trilateral Commission, only 87 members, and yet, of course, Barack Obama appointed 11 of them to key positions in his administration, and his closest advisor, the National Security Advisor, always comes from the Trilateral Commission, one of the 87 members. And, of course, remember, some of them are Canadians and Mexicans. This is the group that controls America. And basically, you want more information, we carry secondhand copies of Barry Goldwater's book. We're on 280. He tells you how the purpose of the Trilateral Commission is to seize control of the government of the United States. Those are Barry Goldwater's words, not mine. And you can go up on the Internet and read my newsletters. They're up there. They'll give you the background. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need my talks on this Agenda 21, the secret, pardon me, the covert agenda, or on population control, the secret agenda. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family or help us financially, quite frankly, we need the help to pay the bills. And, of course, some of our long-term supporters are having financial problems, had to drop out, certainly from financing us. So if you can take their place, I would love to welcome you into the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Because basically we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men, for the survival of Christian civilization. We'll be back in just, tomorrow at the same time. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com.